You are listening to Inverse Autasky, the Atari 8-bit productivity podcast. Season 8, Episode 4. Overview.
Welcome back. Featured this time is a spreadsheet, a free one. I'm your host, Wade, and let's take a look. This is a no-frill spreadsheet originally presented in Compute Magazine in March of 1986. Here's what their article had to say about it. In response to popular request, Compute presents this professional quality spreadsheet program for Atari 400, 800 XL, and XE computers with at least 48K RAM. Written completely in high-speed machine language, Atari SpeedCalc has all the important features you'd expect from a commercial spreadsheet program. In addition, its data files can be merged into text files created with Atari SpeedScript word processor, published last year in Compute. Atari SpeedCalc requires a disk drive, and a printer is optional, but recommended. The publisher was Compute Publishing. Compute was discussed in length in Season 3, Episode 1, which features Scriptor and SpeedScript. There's a link in the show notes.
Corrections.
Unfortunately, I do have corrections this time. Remember Season 4, Episode 1, featuring batteries included paperclip? I made a small mistake when discussing the program disk and DOS. Daniel Moore, one of the credited authors, took the time to provide feedback via the website. Here's the correction on what he had to say. A quick comment. Paperclip doesn't use a custom DOS. It uses Atari DOS. Atari DOS supports writing the DOS image to disk. Paperclip is loaded in memory at the end of DOS's footprint. It then changes the length field that Atari DOS uses to determine how much to write to disk. When you use the paperclip write to disk command to save a version with your printer driver loaded, it writes both Atari DOS and paperclip out. Thanks, Dan, for listening. Presumably you did, and for the correction.
Technical data.
SpeedCalc was released in 1986. Again, the publisher was Compute Publishing. The programmer was Kevin Martin and Charles Brannan. It does not require BASIC, and it came on paper. It requires 48K memory, the price was free then, and it's free now. As mentioned, the program being on paper, you can surmise that it was presented with an article. The article was 13 pages long. Roughly 7 of those pages are instructional. It covers all the core features. There is a keyboard diagram showing you the commands, which is very similar to the one for SpeedScript. There is also a quick reference list of command keystrokes, which is actually easier to read. As for packaging, this was a type-in program published in Compute Magazine in March of 1986. It is 5.5 pages with 3 columns each of pure numbers, 7 per line. It was likely a complete nightmare to type in. The article in Compute did say it's one of the longest program listings ever published. This listing was encoded for MLX entry. MLX is similar to ANTIC's typo, except it's for entering machine language programs only.
Usage notes.
Booting goes straight into the program. The entire screen is orange with red text.
Yuck.
Agreed. Poor default choice. The top line is black with white text and contains the title and credits. It is centered and reads SpeedCalc by K. Martin and C. Brannan. Then there are 3 blank lines. The first has a left arrow flushed left. This is the line that shows what you are entering into a cell. The next line is an inverse video and is the column header labels. The next 19 lines are the spreadsheet cells themselves. Along the left side, the first 3 characters are an inverse video and are the row numbers. The cursor is home to cell AA1 and is noted by being an inverse video. You navigate with the cursor controls and enter your data. As you navigate, it makes a little tone, and here's a sample repeated 4 times. There are 3 supported data types, numeric, text, and formula. Cell formulas can contain mathematical operators, built-in functions, and parentheses. The following mathematical operations are supported: add, subtract, multiply, divide, exponent, and equality. Exponent is entered with the caret, and equality is entered with equal. Precedence follows normal math rules, and the following functions are available: at ABS, This is absolute value. At AVE, which is the average of cell range. At EXP, this is a natural exponent. At INT, this is integer value. At LOG, natural logarithm. At RND, round to the nearest integer. At SGN, this is sine. At SQR, this is square root. And at SUM, the sum of a cell range. And then you have a static, which is called pi, and that is the value of pi. Cell ranges are denoted with a colon separating the first and the last cell. And the program has the following features. Shows you available memory. You can change the background and the text colors. You'll probably want to do that right away. You can get a disk directory, and there is cell formatting. The default is numeric with two decimals flushed right, and you can choose left, center, or right for the alignment. There's a go-to cell function and a home cursor. You can load and save files. Obviously, you'd need to. You can copy and move blocks or cell ranges, and you can do this both verbatim and with relative references. You can turn automatic recalc on and off. You can do a recalc now. You can set a custom column width on a single column or all. The supported widths are from 4 to 36 characters. And you can change the custom decimal places. The default is 2, but can be from 0 to 15. 0 or round to the nearest integer, 15 prevents any rounding. The numeric range is similar to that of Atari Basic, and calculations are accurate to 9 digits. You can clear the spreadsheet as well, and an empty spreadsheet yields about 20K free working memory. The cell extents are 100 rows by 50 columns, which is AA through BX, and that is equivalent to about 5,000 cells, but memory constrains that to about 1,600 with data entered. The authors recommend limiting the size to 40 by 40 max to stay within that 1,600 limit. It does have memory bounds checking to help prevent failures. And that's about all there is to describe for usage. It works essentially just like any other spreadsheet. Normally, we'd talk about files, and there is only one, aside from whatever DOS you choose. It is a binary, and you can name it however you like. On the working image I found, it was named autorun.sys on an Atari DOS 2.5 disk, and it was 70 sectors in size.
Fun factoids.
The documentation mentions that SpeedCalc won't let you enter numbers more than 36 digits long, and the only such use would be tracking the national debt, as far as I can tell. According to the U.S. Debt Clock website, it is currently 14 digits in length.
Summary.
First, let me talk about calculation. There are two things I need to mention. One, if automatic recalculation is on, you'll waste a lot of time. It will recalculate the entire sheet with every cell change. Even with my small spreadsheet of 13 columns and 19 rows, calculations took a few seconds. And two, calculation errors. These seem to be related to rounding. I couldn't reproduce exact results from the same spreadsheet data I've used on many other spreadsheets. This was a little frustrating. Now some generalities. This is a simple spreadsheet. Navigation is smooth. Data entry is simple. Just start typing and press return when done. The only thing I kept wishing for was for the cursor to advance to the next cell. Modern spreadsheets do this and learn from you, so the direction will change depending upon your previous activity. Maybe that's a dumb wish, but it seems like one of the other spreadsheets featured advanced to the next row upon entry, and maybe I'm just forgetting that. When entering formulas, empty cells should have a zero value if the cell will be included, otherwise the calculation will result in an error, so no blanks. Other spreadsheets gleefully bypass null cells, and this one wants a value. Formatting is a little limited. You essentially have column width and decimal precision. You can set column width on a per-column basis or globally. You can also change the format of numeric cells slightly with the decimal precision. When setting decimal precision, you can do it on a per-cell basis rather than the entire spreadsheet. This isn't true for some other spreadsheets. This is useful if you want whole numbers in some cells and, say, dollar amounts where you need two decimals in others. The cell copy works simply and effectively and only took a second on the paste side. It works in an absolute fashion and can be changed to a relative fashion by holding Option while invoking the command. I was able to print without any issues, but I was unable to save or load. I kept getting error 130, which is device does not exist, no matter what syntax I used or what disk I tried. I suspect this has something to do with the MLX entry, which creates a ready-to-use disks file. I think a boot image was created that has no DOS, thus no D device. This is apparently entirely possible with the MLX utility. You can reference the Compute March 1986 issue for information. There's a link in the show notes. I did find another ATR that has a Dari DOS 2.5 on it at AtariWiki. This one does in fact recognize the D drive, and you'll want the one that's named speedcalc.atr. What did I like about it? I like that you can change the screen colors, but that's not a feature I should care too much about.
It feels like you are throwing it in, just so there is something to like.
I don't think that you're too far off. Charles Brannan has his name on it, and he produced SpeedScript, which I liked, so I was kind of expecting a little bit more. What did I not like about it? We'll keep this short, too. There's no way to fill a cell with a character such as a dash. This makes creating line separators a pain, especially if you change the column width where you have already defined one. From a 1986 perspective, would I use it? No. There are too many others that do a much better job by 1986. Though most are paid, Antix CalcMagic would be a better choice from the free pile. CalcMagic was featured on InVersaTasky in Season 6, Episode 5, and was far better than this offering. And there's a link in the show note. From a retro perspective, would I use it? No. Today's choices are wide open, even from the then-paid choices. There are far better spreadsheets available. The other spreadsheets featured on the podcast have produced matching results, whereas the calculations differ ever so slightly in this one. For a bit rating, I'm giving it 4 bits. It works well enough to do some basic spreadsheets, but lacks many features to make it a competitive. And, well, I really don't trust the calculations.
Special thanks.
First, I want to thank you for listening and supporting me. I also want to thank WizWars for the chiptune 8-bit raceway used as part of the intro. I want to thank Compute Publishing for producing many, many good articles, and Charles Brannan for contributing to some good software in the past, even though this one slightly misses my mark.
Goodbye.